odd to say this, but we are in November, and we are going to celebrate Easter. Amen? He is risen. Okay, now, if your team just won the Super Bowl and made the winning touchdown, how would you respond? He is risen. There you go. Okay. Now we're getting with it. Okay. I think the time has come for Christians to get pumped up about Jesus. Amen? I feel that way when we walk into the jails. It's kind of funny because when we're driving into the jails, I don't necessarily feel that way. But as those doors open and boom in behind us, the Holy Spirit downloads. And that's what we're talking about. For Rick and I and the other jail ministers, it's quite easy because every time we enter the jails, we may see that person only once. We may have only one opportunity to bring Christ to that person. So it's very, very important that we are enthusiastic about our faith and that we share it well. And we don't care why they attend. Sometimes they attend because they're on lockdown and they just want to get out of their bed. But that's okay. We don't care. But often I feel like the women in today's reading. I'm plodding along, I'm occupied with my tasking, and I'm feeling a little bewildered with life. I wonder what's missing, just like the women when they walked into the empty tomb. Where could Jesus be? 6 out of 10 people today are affiliated with religions that don't even believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, in spite of historical evidence, normal logic, personal impact that he has had on us. People struggle with doubt even when Jesus stands before them. I'm going to date myself. I'm going to ask a question. How many people know who Chuck Colson is? Raise your hand. A few. Okay. So Chuck Colson was one of the kingpins in the Watergate scandal, and it was called that because it took place in the Watergate Hotel. It was the time of the Nixon administration, which I can remember. For some of you, that's a history book item. But I can remember the Nixon administration, and there was the Watergate scandal. Why? Because the Republicans and the Democrats were always fighting. Some things never change. And placed tapes, and they were trying to get secret information. So they had wired this hotel and these hotel rooms to get this secret information, okay? A lot of people went to prison for this, 12 people to be exact, okay? Chuck Colson was one of the people that went to prison. And thankfully, in prison, he came to faith in Jesus Christ. Amen? Okay? So people said, why all of a sudden now? Is this a jailhouse conversion or what is it? And he says, I know that the resurrection is a fact because Watergate proved it to me. He said, 12 men, the disciples, testified that they had seen the risen Christ, and they proclaimed that truth for 40 more years. Never once denying it, although they were beaten, tortured, stoned, and put in prison. They would not have endured all that if it wasn't true. He said Watergate included 12 of the most powerful people in the world, and they couldn't keep a lie together for 3 weeks. So you're telling me that 12 disciples could lie for 40 years? Absolutely impossible. And therefore, he came to faith in Jesus Christ. Amen? It's the Holy Spirit who brings people, but congregation, Jesus wants us to take some action too. The disciples were the very first to doubt Jesus and not hang on to their faith. The disciples said the women's words in verse 11 seemed like nonsense to them. Your friends might say the same. Today Jesus is calling you to speak out boldly, to share your faith. And it starts with your experience, not somebody else's. All you have to do is share, this is what Jesus has done for me. This is how he's changed my heart. As you share with others, it shows that you care, which is huge. He will bring you from death to life, and I mean a pumped up life, okay? Now, we just had the revival here yesterday and the day before, so we're pumped up, okay? So, but when we're doing His will, He gives us supernatural energy and joy, both. So suddenly, all things changed with the appearance of the angels. Now, I haven't had, when I'm tasking around the house, I haven't had that experience yet. I said the angels, okay? Now, when I'm tasking around the house, I haven't had the appearance of an angel. I've never had that happen to me. I would probably feel the same way as these women did. I would be shocked. But Jesus, if we go back in history a little bit, just a few weeks before, Jesus had said to them, and this is the part that blows me away. Jesus said to them, He would be delivered into sinful men. And then He would be crucified. And then He would be raised to life again after 3 days, right? Jesus said that to them not too long ago. And now here they are at the empty tomb. And on day three, they came on day three. And they're not expecting anything? Really? But then again, He told us that He would return. And He said to look for the signs. Well, duh, the signs are here, okay? How expectantly are you living your life right now? If you aren't excited about a ministry right now, I would admonish you to get on your knees tonight at your bedside and ask God to reveal to you what ministry you can pursue with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. And I'll tell you, you'll sleep as if you were sleeping in a tent with Jesus surrounding all sides of you. Or as if you were laying at the ocean. I grew up going to Huntington Beach all the time. And as a kid, I would lay in about 1 foot of water where it would just, you know, your head's above water and the rest of you is kind of underwater. And the waves come and they sweep up over you and they go back. And then they sweep up over you and go back. Best feeling in the whole wide world. That's what we're talking about, the Holy Spirit coming and sweeping over us, giving us ideas, giving us ministries, giving us joy, and then those quiet moments, and then I'm doing it again, sweeping up over us. That's the feeling of having the Holy Spirit and walking with the Holy Spirit day by day by day. It's a beautiful thing. So look for the signs. He is here right now, right now. And He has an exciting plan. It's good and it's perfect, and He wants you to join Him. So are you going to join Him?
Yes.
Oh, that was wimpy.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. The truth is that you want to, if you want to progress through your walk with Jesus deeper and deeper, it's going to require you to reach out in faith, and even when you don't know the details. This is the hard part of it. God gives you an idea, you don't know the details, you're scared to death, you still have to reach out, you still have to move forward. Because it's God who's going to provide all the details. He's going to work out everything. He's going to do the paperwork. He's going to show you how to do it, okay? He's already got a plan. You just have to let Him play that plan out. Even when you haven't seen evidence with your eyes, God can plant the truth in your heart. And boy, is He going to bless you. I have some examples of some before and after pictures from death to life that I'm going to share in a few minutes, but you got to wait for a minute. As you talk to other people, you may run into friends who are skeptics, right? Who are skeptics about their faith. The best example you can give a skeptic is your answered prayer. Not somebody else's answered prayer, but your answered prayer. This is how Jesus answered my prayer when I was in need. He did this. And I know it wasn't me because I couldn't have done it that way. But He did it. And in fact, here's the coolest thing, is we ask for something, and Jesus may give us something else. But it may be 4 times better than what we asked for in the first place. Amen? 1 Peter says, Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you the reason you have hope. Our faith gives us a personal accepting of God's message in the Bible, and it takes one thing, sharing. When Richie was in kindergarten, Richie, our grandson, when he was in kindergarten, he came home and he said to me, "Nana, sharing is caring." The women cared enough about the disciples to share with them today. And it might take a few more minutes, but soon the disciples believed as well, and then they shared their faith. As a child, one of my very favorite sharings was at Forest Lawn. That's a cemetery of all places, but they have a big grassy hill in Cypress, California. And we would go to Easter sunrise service there. So we would drive there in the dark, and they'd have the flashlights leading you to the parking lot, and then you'd go and you'd sit out on chairs on the grass, and you're in the dark, and we'd start singing that song that we sang a few minutes ago, "Jesus Christ is risen today." And up would come the sunrise and dispel all of the darkness, and we would have just the light. It was a beautiful, beautiful feeling. And I prayed today that you are feeling his light in any area of your life where you feel darkness right now. Are you living as a firsthand example for those who are doubting? The women were rewarded with being the first to know about the resurrection because they had dedicated their lives to Jesus since coming to faith, and they didn't waver. They supported the disciples financially. They cooked, they sewed, they shopped, they did everything that they were asked to do and more. And Jesus loves a faithful heart, amen? He loves a faithful heart. The women believed instantly upon hearing the angel's words, and they, and ultimately the disciples, received resurrection power. Put that next picture up, please. They received resurrection power as they were listening and heard from the angels, "He is risen. Don't look for the dead among the living. He is risen."
Risen indeed.
Good job. We'll get there. We'll get there. Do you want resurrection power?
Yes. Yes.
Do you want to make a difference in the world for other people by making Jesus known?
Yes.
After all, he is risen.
He is risen indeed.
There we go. Okay. Remember that without this resurrection, Jesus would have been just another spiritual leader. There's lots and lots of spiritual leaders in the world, but they didn't rise from the dead. There's no leader of any faith group ever who has risen from the dead except Jesus Christ. That is victory over Satan. That is power. It's power then and it's power now. It's something to get excited about because Satan cannot win while we are walking with Jesus. He cannot win. Do you believe that?
Yes.
You have to believe that because that is the tenets of our faith. Satan was overcome. Death was overcome by Jesus Christ. He wins. We win. We have victory already. Satan can threaten you, but Jesus overcomes it. Satan can tempt us, but Jesus overcomes it. Satan can mess with our emotions, and we can choose joy through Jesus because he's the overcomer. Amen? Satan will throw your past in front of you. We will show him our future in Jesus Christ. Amen? Satan will say that we aren't talented enough, we aren't educated enough, we aren't pretty enough, we aren't young enough to chase a dream that God has given you. And Jesus says, you are able, you are beautiful, you are young at heart in him, you are smart, he is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Amen. 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 Love this picture. Love this picture. Here's a picture of just what I've been talking about, okay? Imagine every one of us today getting as excited as if our team won, feeling pumped up for Jesus and ready to surrender everything to him. And that can happen right now. So how do we get ready? First, we have to prepare. And we prepare with Bible study and prayer, spending time with him, getting to know him. Then we meet, never isolating, but sharing our joys and our sorrows with our Christian community, whether that is in church or in a Bible study or celebrate recovery. We just share. We share our time together. As we share our time together, we build each other up. When we're having a down day, there's another Christian right beside us to build us up. That's what meeting is talking about. This is a very old picture from a quinceañera, RSLE, where we're all dancing, okay? Then we go out. We pray for God to give you the words. Remember, he literally told us in Romans 8:26, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We don't know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with wordless groans. I'm a walking testimony of somebody who God has done that to. The Holy Spirit has interceded for me when I haven't had the words. And he does it, I will guarantee it. The Holy Spirit empowers us, gives us strength, and equips us with boldness to speak the truth. So the next thing is, yes, you can. Before anybody makes excuses, remember the disciples who lived with Jesus for 3 full years were the very first to deny him, desert him, disown him, and react to his resurrection in disbelief. The wimpy disciples who hid while Jesus was tortured encountered somebody who gave them unprecedented power, somebody named the risen Jesus. With renewed faith, they lived the rest of their lives able to do miracles for him. They even died brutal deaths to be in heaven with him. Don't look back on what you've done in the past. Leave the past in the past. Today is Resurrection Day, and it's your resurrection today as well. It's about a future with Jesus, not about a past. I'm going to show you some pictures now, and before the pictures, I want you to look at, note the before and after pictures of going from death to life. And these are people that we know in our church, in our jail ministry, and the first one up here. And the thing that you can notice is the eyes are devoid of joy, okay, and confidence. But this is Susanna. This is Susanna from her mugshot when she was picked up talking to demons on the street. This is Susanna today, who's a marketing director for a national recovery company. And I'm blessed to know her. And then bring it a little closer to home. That's Bill. And a few of his mugshots. And that's Bill coming up out of the water when he was resurrected in Jesus Christ on his baptism day. Amen? And then the next one, that's Bill with tears of joy on his wedding day. And no, he didn't marry Pastor Rick. Okay. We're not that kind of church, okay? All right, now I have two ladies right here. This is Christina, and she described this herself. This is going from death to life, life in Christ. Amen? Amen. Christina, hallelujah. Christina, and to even better life with Jaime, all right. Christina is leading our Bags of Love ministry. She has started that ministry and taken it off with it, where she takes bags of love with waters and supplies and different things, including Jesus Christ and prayer, out to the parks and gives it to the homeless. And we're blessed to call her our own. All right. And this is my young Ashley. And Ashley said, when Pastor Rick was talking to her about how she was looking down on her jail shot, she said, because that's shame. That's shame. But as you can see, she has no shame anymore. This is a confident woman. This is a confident woman in Jesus Christ. Amen? So we can get excited about our future and the future of the church. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For God said, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." But he didn't stop there. He said, "Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." The very center of Christianity is knowing that Jesus is risen.
Risen indeed.
Amen. And so we can feel the hope, like Ephesians 1:18 says, "I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people." Amen.
Amen.
Can we know the hope that Jesus has called us to? Pastor Den Guptill said, "Have you been made right with God? Are you leading a new life? Because that's why Jesus was raised from the dead, so that you could be forgiven, so that you could believe, so that you could have a new life. And all you have to do is reach out and accept it." All we have to do is reach out and accept it. There's an ancient proverb that says, "A society grows great when old people plant trees in whose shade they may never sit." I read that to my daughter-in-law, and she says, "Oh, you're going to make me cry." I said, "Not for me. I'm on the heaven side of that one." So we planted a few trees at the church here last week, and I may not live long enough to sit under the shade of those trees, although I have good genes. But the rest of the devotion from Glorify was, when you walk by faith, obeying God's word, Jesus is going to use you to plant trees in whose shade you will never sit. And this is a beautiful generational privilege. So what generational privilege are you passing on, especially to your family right now, especially to our families? I pray that those trees are used by God. And we trust God that that one that's kind of wimpy right now is going to come back to life. But I pray that those trees are going to be able to shade the police officers who are sitting in our parking lot doing their paperwork. And able to shade the fellowship hall when we have morning events and the sun is hot in the summertime. And pray that it's going to shade those revivals, because those revivals are hot. You see, we're all created to do little things. We don't have to do the big things, but we're created to do the little things for Jesus every single day of our life. We have to always have thoughts of the kingdom to come. It's the resurrected Jesus who brings hope. Hope to our marriages, life to recovery, joy to sad people, dancing and singing to the bored. He has literally everything that we need. He changes our mourning into dancing. He will solve our problems, some that we haven't even thought of yet. The dead parts of our life can be raised right here and right now. He has that good and perfect plan, and he's calling you into that plan right now, today. You may be expecting death like the saddened disciples, and Jesus and his holy angels are telling you to experience life and to live it to the fullest. Stand amazed like Peter. Death is defeated and the new life has begun. Amen?
Amen.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Let us pray. Lord, you are risen indeed. Help us to live each day as a resurrected person. We accept you, Lord. We praise you for the sacrifice that you have made for your son dying on a cross. We thank you that you died for our sins, each of us individually. We want to live for you, Jesus. Teach us, Lord, today what living for you looks like, what it feels like. Raise any dead parts of my life to new life in you. Reveal your plan to me as I trust your will every day of my life. Alleluia, Lord. You are risen indeed, and I am too. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.